Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Hi, I'm Kate Berlant.
I'm Jacqueline Novak.
And this is Poog, an ongoing conversation about wellness between two obsessive friends.
Two untamable intellects.
This is our hobby.
This is our hell.
This is our naked desire for free products.
This is Poog. Today's topics,
loosely speaking,
jaw tension, proficient in Excel, natural deodorant.
Okay, I'm ready to say that I'm experiencing extreme jaw pain yesterday and today. And it really hurts. And one of my greatest fears that I haven't probably thought about in months, but think about it constantly, is that one day I'll have to have the surgery where they break your jaw and reset it.
I haven't heard about that particular procedure.
Okay, so they break your jaw.
But why?
Right, and then reset it, and then you look different. And I had a family friend's son who had that surgery done, and it's an imprint. It imprinted me. And I carry it with me.
Carry many imprints.
And I constantly fear it. I've had jaw trouble forever. And I just have ignored the pain for a while. I had a bite guard made for $400 million.
That you never used.
That my insurance wouldn't cover. And then I took it home. It immediately hurt. I was like, cool. And then I brought it back in. And they were like, oh, yeah, that's not going to work. And so that was pain that I, that was an emotional.
It hurt.
No, it was like, it was.
The bottom wasn't.
The doctor, the dentist who I actually love, Lucio Kim, hello.
Yeah.
The dentist. Wait, who.
Did you say his name?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Is that safe for his privacy? Yeah. I'll send him business. I've sent him
lots
of business.
I didn't hear a shout out or something. I just like, it's like sort of tumbled into it.
Lucio Kim in Glendale, shout out. He completely convinced me that I needed to floss my teeth twice a day. Once a day is not enough because you need to break up the bacterial cycle. You have to every 12 hours interrupt
that. Hugely helpful.
And I have research now from my uncle, shout out to Uncle Jeff, that, and this is terrifying, but also, you know, knowledge is power, that there's serious
periodontal disease in your
data.
Family. Oh, sorry. Okay. Sorry, I got excited.
There's a lot of evidence now pointing between dementia and gum health. And something about the bacteria
I throw myself off the building. You may still hear my voice. It's because I took the microphone with me. I am on the floor.
But listen, let this be a sign that this is also empowering because we can floss, right? We have the power to floss.
Is there time?
There is time. And I can tell you that because it's not too late. It's not too late. But we need to be flossing. I hate to say it. I'm going to say it again twice a day. Every 12 hours. So that's what they say. That's what you need to really break up the bacteria.
Okay. I'm very excited. And I'm going to say these things so you don't forget. I want to talk about Periogen.
What's that?
Okay. It's Poog's.
My jaw.
It should be Poog's new sponsor. Two, I want to talk about the breaking of the jaw and your belief that surgery is coming for you.
No,
okay.
Because I don't want to hold on to that belief.
Your belief that I'm going to break down. Okay.
Thank you.
I generously listened and didn't interrupt as much as I wanted to interrupt your absurdity.
It hurts so much today.
First of all, you can name one person who got that surgery. If you did a survey, you could name 700 close personal friends who have severe jaw issues. Okay.
Okay. You're right. But
so you're not alone for one. You're not special here. Okay.
Okay, thank
Meaning,
you. That does
no,
help
what
to
I
hear.
Mean is, I mean, I sorry, I don't mean
the
you're
jaw
not
pain
special
is all
in
around.
The in the alt right.
I know you think I'm special.
Sense
Couldn't be friends
all.
With you if we weren't. If you didn't.
Okay, you know. What I mean is jaw pain is a major problem for a lot of people. And so it's unlikely to me that you're a candidate for an outrageous surgery I've never even heard
my
of.
My greatest fear is that I just have this vision of myself in the supermarket and I'm facing the wall. I'm perusing, let's just say it's pasta, right? I'm looking at him. And then a friend wheels by, they hear a familiar voice. Oh, it's Kate. They go to tap me on the shoulder. I turn around. It is me. And they go, oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were my friend. And I go, no, it is me. Like, I just had that image. And I just want to say, this is kind of hilarious.
My friend Kate Berlant, not you.
And then I go, no, it is me. I am Kate. And then they go, oh, God. They go, yeah, I probably haven't seen you in years. I had to have my jaw reset.
You cross an eye and they recognize you? Like, you go, like, you do one of your, like,
faces?
Oh,
you're still doing the eye cross, huh? Yeah, that's a fear. But really,
I just mean the comedy of your various facial expressions would transcend a new jaw.
Thank you. I don't want to have to break my face, but I very quickly, just a little kind of fun, horrifying artifact of maybe being raised in Los Angeles, is that my parents took me to an orthodontist when I was probably like the seventh or eighth grade, talk about the jaw stuff. And the orthodontist, you know, had this printout of my face and he was talking about the jaw. And then I guess he's pitched to my parents they could squeeze in a nose job or a chin job. They were like, listen, we get her under there. We shave down the jaw a little. They truly pitched.
Wait. The orthodontist pitched an opt-in.
They could do an add-on for the chin job.
First of all, that's not even their domain. I'm sorry.
No,
I know they
domain.
Go into the job, but honestly, the chin's as far away as the nose, and I don't think they're an ENT, are they?
Was it a nose job they pitched? I think it was a chin job, and God bless my parents. They never took me back to that doctor.
Good. Now, did they tell you at the time that this occurred?
A little upsettingly close to that age. I think, I remember years later, my dad kind of like, oh my God, that orthodontist who said we should get you a chin job or something. And I, of course, was like, what do you mean? And so that was hard. But
I remember my mother, wait, I just wanted to say about this. Okay. I remember being in the orthodontist chair. Okay. I too went and I feel like I begged to go, but whatever. And they first were going to correct my overbite, like bring the lower jaw forward a couple millimeters. Right. Mm-hmm. And so to do that, they make a retainer that forces me to really jut it out, right? All the way under like a full, like basically past the front teeth, right? The retainer does that to me. Okay.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and my mom's like, that's not what her profile is going to look like. Right. Okay. And my mom was like, she has a beautiful profile. Aww. I'd like to maintain or just something. She didn't say I like to maintain. That sounds like me. Okay. But like, I don't know. She was just like, wanted to make sure they weren't marring me for this, like, and it was like, no, that's the overpronouncement for the sake of, you know, retraining the muscle. And then it's going to settle back to a normal place. Well, the problem with orthodontry for me, is, you know, they send you off when they finally get the braces off. They send you off into the world with maybe a rubber guard, okay, that they tell you to wear to maintain the thing. You never hear from them again, okay?
Yeah.
They don't come back at you after a year and say, how's your guard? Do you need a new one? Okay, they treat it, they act like the change is there for life. And this guard is an afterthought. And guess what? The very moment you leave the orthodontist, okay, it's like I've been dying since the day I was born, Lisa Loeb, okay? The moment you leave the orthodontist is the beginning of the teeth returning to their original form.
See, and this brings up, you're exactly right, and it brings up so much anxiety for me of the way that I feel that life is so impossibly, it's so barely held together, and like, we're never safe, right? We're never actually held by any structure. It's like, the government, needless to say, isn't there for us, but it's like, our parents die, everyone dies, we die, our bodies break down. It's like, are you absolutely kidding me? So we're all we're doing is grasping, we're sliding down the cave walls.
Yes, exactly.
And we're holding on, our nails are ripping off, yes, our skin's ripping off. And then
there's nails from previous as well. There's infinite nails from the previous. Your nail is popping off on someone else's nail that's on the...
Yes, yes. And then they go, just float, just fall. And so I'm supposed to just free fall with gratitude, which
surrender
is what I've been practicing lately.
To constant death.
So, exactly. So right. I'm supposed to free fall and be grateful on the way down. And now I'm just getting flooded with images of paperwork and taxes.
Oh, well, the paperwork,
yeah,
the taxes,
and the paperwork. And I think so much of the way I see myself, and this is something I need to carry, this is something I have to work on, is like the way that I am terminally unable to address the kind of facts of life, of paperwork, right, of bills,
yes,
of these things,
yes,
the way that crushes my spirit in a way. And what's so pathetic is I think, I'm like, oh, that crushes everyone's spirit, right? Like,
right,
there's no one. Some people are truly perverse and they like get off on that, or they're just, I envy them. They're able to do it. In fact, I have friends like that. I see them and they're opening the bills and they go, oh, damn. Or they go, and they're able to address it in this way that doesn't crush them.
I heard you, be one of these people to me where you were like, got to get the taxes together. And even that sort of trope of someone even complaining about taxes, but they're still within the realm of people who are like handling it on time. Do you know what I'm saying? To me, it's the modal space of resentment of the thing by which they are letting us all know they are a participant in it, right? So it's sort of tax time again.
I'm so sorry, because I was probably trying that on as a way to kind of like pretend, you know, like I wanted to see what that felt like. And by the way, when I say, oh, tax time, I mean what that means is I'm ignoring emails from my accountant. Right, that I've delegated that to someone else, because it's almost like I feel so inept and so unable to deal with that. That world is so terrifying to me and soul crushing that, like, I'm one of those people who would be scammed. Like, I'm one of those people that those services could bleed dry.
You mean like if you signed up for TurboTax, like Gold or something, not specifically them, but like, whatever, Turbo Flex, okay, meaning a ripoff,
yeah,
or a fakery,
yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, I know nothing of TurboTax, but for example,
oh my god, did you hear that click? I wonder if that actually popped up on the recording. Oh god,
no,
sorry, keep going.
I heard pure microphone silence.
Okay, keep going.
Okay, this is humiliating. You know when my jaw audibly cracks?
Whoa.
Okay, in like Hollywood meetings. Okay. where and this is, it doesn't happen at home because I guess I don't do the following at home, okay,
what?
Which is a full performative jaw drop of an expression in response to what the young executive has said.
Right, right. They're like, we're actually developing something with Celine Dion.
Okay,
yeah,
and I go,
yeah,
okay, and I do it with such force that a loud snap. I'm truly talking a loud snap, where I've almost had to acknowledge it. Okay, I mean, is that not humiliating? Is that not a reveal of all, like, ringing out in a echoey room?
It's my right
and
side,
and I'm only remembering it now because I, in the moment, I push it down.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I can't tolerate what has just happened, so I push it down, and then I forget, and then wake in the night. But anyway,
yeah,
anyway, I was saying something else. I was saying
taxes.
But anyway, taxes. Okay, TurboFlax. Okay, etc. You could get scammed, as could I, because the absolute disempowered belief, okay, that we have about our ability to navigate, you know, the forms of our government, etc. Right? I mean, the physical forms, the paper forms.
Oh,
right?
God, my super bill for my therapist.
I mean, literally, have you seen a W-9? Have you seen a W-2? They're inscrutable.
And by the way,
that's the word. You
and
know
they always
mean, right?
say, they always go,
yeah,
oh, don't worry. Like, they're made to confuse you. Like, I've had an accountant say that, or someone be like, well, they make it hard. And I'm like, well, now that's a system I definitely don't want to participate in because I know I'm never going to understand. So why even bother? Like, there's completely, oh God, like, truly, this is bringing up my therapy super bill. Okay,
what?
Let's keep going.
Wait, therapy super bill?
Like the super bill to submit to my insurance to be like, okay, you won't cover this therapist totally, but maybe you'll cover a certain percentage.
Well, that's also where most people, it's like, you know, 60-day warranty. Well, no one's going to send it back. They're too lazy. Yeah. Okay. It's the same principle. Wait, yeah. I forgot. This is my ADD. I don't remember what that metaphor was connected back to. Literally.
Taxes. And then it's impossible.
Oh,
right.
Oh, no. But there was some, the confusion, the no one will do it. Oh, right. Super. Okay. Super bill. Yes. So like, that's exactly the kind of thing. Okay. For example, me getting my antidepressants at the meds town. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. At the pharmacy, it's like, oh, and the insurance isn't covering it because they needed a prior authorization for the new year, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, you know, if you save the receipt, okay, you save the receipt and you mail it in.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you can tell them what happened and blah, 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 blah.
It's sooner like, die.
I once did it.
Would sooner write a novel. Complete a novel.
Literally, because at least with the novel, there's no forms, okay? It's you and a blank page, okay? It's direct. But the point is, once I did it, this is what I want to say. Okay, I reject these things profoundly. I have operated on the belief of being behind on my taxes for years, filing extensions every year.
Yeah.
Literally. Okay, every year on the tax day.
Me too. Doesn't everyone?
Well.
No, I guess not everyone does.
No, some people, that's where you start hearing about them like January 1 being like, better get last year's taxes together because, you see, you end the year. So technically you can start preparing last year's taxes. You see what I'm saying?
And by so the way, like, no, I don't understand, but I'm going to shake. But I'm nodding. I'm going, yeah, but I can't even hear it.
So basically, because, you know, taxes in April, right? They're about the previous year.
And by the way, I've been hung up on that so many times. I'm like, oh, it's last year. So, and who are these? So everyone has file cabinets. Is that what I'm supposed to believe? Everyone has really intricate file cabinets and everyone has their labeling system and they're making notes and they keep a ledger. Am I supposed to have a private ledger of that I'm doing? And by the way, and I do panic.
Like yesterday, I emailed your receipts someone into a little binder.
Or like last night, I emailed a little job that I convinced myself I hadn't been paid for, and I emailed and I was like I was pissed. Right, it was like 9 p.m. I was like, "Hi, just circling back on this. Like, wanted to know." And then immediately the woman responds. Oh my god, we put the check in the mail. Did you not receive it? And then I'm immediately the fool. I probably did. It's not a huge amount of money, but it's like I probably did receive it, cash it, and forgot. And so then I have to be the one who's now bringing them angrily information. Where's my check? Chances are I've already spent it, right? So it's like, and then so I respond and I go, completely. You know, I'll double check on my end. No, I'm not. I'm my not going end. To on my end because what is my end? My end are piles of hell.
You look in the toilet for a pile of mail.
By the way, brochures. You buy something, the brochure. Where do you put that?
Well, manuals. No, I have a template.
Manuals, throw away the whole appliance. I would sooner throw away the whole appliance.
What about the box of the appliance?
People like, breaking down boxes? That's the people that have the strength to break down boxes.
I'm sorry, okay, but Chris, he breaks down the boxes around here and it takes a courage and a fortitude. I don't understand. The best I can do is pile boxes inside of each other like a Russian doll. Yeah. That to me is containment. Okay. But wait. I want to trace this back because there was a lot.
Sorry. Yeah. There's a lot. Yeah.
No, and I was loving it all. Okay, they were all rich sources. They were meals, and one of them's going to spoil on me. Okay.
I'm overheating in my fleece.
Because
I just want to quickly say that this is a J. Crew fleece that I chipped my tooth. I have a chipped tooth because of this fleece. I'll just say quickly, it was on sale and I was so excited. It was half off. I ran over to John Early, who was in the store. It was hanging off the hanger and I was holding up the fleece, shaking with joy because it was half off.
Oh, no.
And I said,
wait, let me guess, the hook?
Yep. I said, I said, half off, bitch. And then at that moment, one of the wooden heavy duty sides of the hanger came flinging out of the fleece, knocked me right in the tooth and a very small chip and I'm fine. I still have it. I mean, it's barely there. It's a tiny little ruffle that's gone, but I chipped my tooth.
I have questions, but I'm sorry, and I know people don't understand my need for certain details. Okay, was the hanger wooden?
Yes, I believe heavy. I said wooden. Now, heavy wood.
It wasn't by chance the one at the front of the rack, which is the huge.
No, it wasn't.
I'm
the
about
model.
To grab one. Do you know what I'm talking about? Where it's like suspended shoulders. I'm controlling myself from getting up and getting one that I recently acquired. Okay, because I'm. I know, and it's radio. I want the people to know it's radio. And by the way, Kate and I and our producer editor Theta, we call this radio. Okay, this is terrestrial radio.
This is radio. Okay, this is radio.
Okay, don't you love the term terrestrial radio? It's so thrilling because it flies through the air. Of course,
it's beautiful. I interrupted you.
I want to be clear about how I am the same as you. Okay.
Okay.
But some of the times that I've transcended it.
Okay.
So
please.
So for me, you know, years and years and years, the way my mind works to get anything done, I cannot, you know, no balance for me, no shifting activity. So it is, I have to put aside taxes. Okay. And file extensions, but then not pay. Then I've often not paid the extensions. Okay. So it's this weird thing where the woman who was helping me out was like, you know, okay, so every 2 months you print out a voucher. Okay. Write a check and send it. I'm supposed to remember 3 months later.
There's something. Oil change? Who's getting their oil change? Sorry,
well, that's
going.
One of the utter laughs.
My car has had the light on for scheduled maintenance. I'm like, fuck off. Are you kidding me? People are driving their cars and fixing them up.
No, no, no. A lot of it's unspoken. Okay. And I've often felt.
I feel lied to.
Not abandoned, betrayed. Okay.
I feel betrayed
when I find out. It's like when you said to me, oh, you've been running home and putting on your serums without
people
telling
anybody.
People
are running home and getting their oil checked and going, when was your last oil check? In the 80s? What are you talking about? So hang on. So I'm supposed to be someone who goes, oh, let me put a reminder in my calendar to get my oil checked in 3 months. Is that what I'm supposed to do?
Wait, you're joking about 3 months. It's not that often, right?
I think I'm going to look it up right
if
now.
If it's any more frequent than a
how
year,
how often do you
that's a joke.
Get
and the car industry is over.
Oil changed right here.
Oh, no, it's probably mileage.
And by the way, here I am even more alone
it's
in the world.
It's probably mileage.
As if I knew what miles. It used to be normal to change every 3,000 miles. 6 months. Every 6 months.
Oh, no, they're saying every six
every
months.
Every 6 months.
Based on what kind of daily mileage? The numbers are falling apart on us.
Sorry, continue.
I had a boyfriend who was really into cars, and he stuck the thing because my car was having a problem. He stuck something in the oil tank. Anyway, whatever. Yeah. He said nothing, and then he just said, like, you need an oil change, sweetheart. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
It was a real shock to the system.
Yeah, yeah.
We might cut that. I don't want him acknowledged. Anyway, we should get to a break. Okay.
That stays.
All right, sorry.
That stays.
Time for the ad. Two little letters. One endless experience.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Sink into your couch and indulge with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. We're talking some of the greatest comedies of all time, absolute must-watch shows. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the crew in How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons of How I Met Your Mother are now streaming on Hulu.
Don't want to find out how he met their mother? Then go back with the Dunphys, the Pritchetts, and the Pritchett-Tuckers in Modern Family. Start over with the Roses on Schitt's Creek.
And see what's up in the Kyle household in My Wife and Kids.
We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood.
Can you even watch all this? We think so. Head on over to Hulu and start streaming today.
Now we're talking.
Want to know one of my favorite sounds? Here it is.
That's the sound I hear when I'm learning a new language with Babbel.
And if you want to learn a new language this year, I guarantee it'll be one of your favorite sounds, too.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching.
So you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world.
Babbel is convenient. Kate and I talk about it all the time.
Love the way Babbel helps you for those quick real-world interactions.
Like how to order food or ask for directions. How to have a decent conversation with a merchant.
And who doesn't want to go on vacation and know the language?
Babbel has over 16 million subscriptions sold. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 award-winning language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners.
Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/poog. Get 60% off at babbel.com/poog.
Spelled BABBEL.com/poog. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The thing I wanted to say, Kate, okay, mm-hmm. is that, and this is just like you going to yoga class and you're like, this is it. This is what makes me feel great. And then, you know, next day missing never it and then never again. Doing it again. Right. Yeah. So I have had these profound experiences where, you know, so my model has always been ignore the taxes, just try to survive, you know, hopefully don't get jailed.
Right.
Okay. And instead of turning to the form, turn to the novel and try to become a wild success.
So then you could just
pay. Then I have enough to just pay it all off, fines included. That's the fantasy. Now, it's a gamble.
Right.
It's a damn gamble, and you live in fear. You live in fear. You hope it motivates you. Again, yeah. Recently, I've been, like, you know, attempting to get caught up. And boy, oh boy, talk about surrender, okay, to the cave. What I found was that if I focus on trying to complete the task, it's hell. If I sat down and just gave myself over, it was practically spiritual when I was like, I'm pretty sure I just went through everything I have from 2016. When I figured out how to download from Chase.
No.
A spreadsheet, okay, from Chase that has all of, I say 2016 because I only recently dealt with 2016. I had to do 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019. And was really fucked up.
I'd be hospitalized.
But yeah, Chase expects you to have printed that shit out. They don't keep the files after a certain amount.
Stop.
They toss them.
What is the internet for, if not
what
that?
What is the internet for? Okay, it has to go in my pop-in. You know what that is? I don't have one.
No.
A pop-in file cabinet?
I get emails from Expensify from when I was an assistant and I botched the Expensifies. Or no, Expedient? No.
It's Expensify. It's Expensify. And I feel terrible because you're the only person I've ever heard mention it. You know why? I'm the one who set up that system for that woman that you were an assistant for. I'm the one who set up Expensify because I tried to use Expensify.
I mean, me and a spreadsheet. I mean, impossible.
Well, I realized, are you one of these people? Some people think a spreadsheet is graph paper.
Yes, I did.
Okay, that you can write things in. You write things in. You utilize Correct. The graph paper to organize information
That's
in various ways.
That's where I've been operating from that.
Okay, when in fact, It's a system for manipulating data, okay? I mean, I don't mean manipulating, you know, nefariously, okay? Okay, you put the things in, you can organize it, okay? But I don't mean organize it in the way you would on a sheet of graph paper.
I just want to be honest, I'm shutting down. Even just hearing, I keep going, I'm not asking
please,
you to stop. But
please.
I have shut down.
No, I know I you have, but hear. I just want you to know, like, one thing, okay? I'm going to control
okay, try.
It.
Okay, I dare you to try, yeah.
So let's say I wrote down every expense I made.
Okay. Even that word expense, I'm gone. Continue.
Let me try another way, okay? I write down a bunch of numbers.
Okay.
In a column.
Yeah.
And I go, what are these, okay? What did I spend the most on this year? Guess what?
Oh, Christ.
I go to the top, I click something, and it rearranges them in order of their size. Okay, that's an example. You can't do that on graph paper without mentally doing it. Do you see?
Barely. I just, like, it's a real mental block, and I need to...
By the way, have you ever written on a resume?
Like, am I going to have to do ayahuasca?
Microsoft Word suite proficient.
Wow.
No, I'm saying because, like, you know, that's the thing. Like, everyone lies. Essentially, describe themselves as, like, proficient in Excel.
Right,
and
right.
And the entire Microsoft suite. And I'm wondering if you have, because you are clearly...
Yeah, I'm sure I've lied
I mean,
about
you've
that.
You've never sought out a job of that nature anyway, where no, resume I mean, would be relevant of that sort.
Personal assistant stuff where they're, like, and then organize. I'm like, uh-oh. And make the files. I mean, I was tasked with creating a filing system, and it was...
I have one better example of Excel, and I'm going to bring it. Okay. It's easy. I'm going to keep it simple.
Okay.
Long list of numbers.
It's amazing the way I it feels, this is good for me to move through to have someone to bear witness to.
It's good for me to move through your vocalized and visual
because
hatred.
I get really, it brings up, so it's like really shuts me down and I feel really angry.
What's wrong is that I feel you pigeonholing me, okay? You're othering me as though I'm one of these Excel people. I am not, I am you. Okay?
I know that you're not the job pain searing. I know that you're not.
I'm you who has,
but I still feel,
gone into the forest of Excel and actually like discovered
transcendence. No, but you have an understanding of it, clearly.
No, I have an understanding of possibility, okay, within it. Okay.
You have a filing cabinet? Do you have a filing cabinet?
No, but I have...
File cabinet?
Box.
Cabinet?
It's cabinet, not cabot. And I said that because I think you were confused, right?
File, or I was deciding between file and filing cabinet.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard cabinet versus cabinet. Okay. No, but I had to catch up, okay? So it's a shit show, but I had to catch up. Whatever.
Vertigo setting in.
Blah, blah. Here's my example. Bunch of numbers in a column, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? You get this. Oh, you're such a fucking asshole.
No, I'm listening. Okay. Keep going.
Some hatred.
I do have gentle vertigo from this morning when I woke up. We'll get to it later.
Okay,
it's
all
gone
I'm
down.
Saying, here's a simple example, okay? Write a bunch of numbers in column A.
Okay, then, even there, question for you. Bunch of numbers in column A. What the hell are you talking about?
What is column A, for example?
Let's just say column A was flights I took, right? Like flights that I paid for.
Yes.
So I'm in column A, I have the numbers of all the flights. Is that a number that people do? Like, I don't even know.
You don't
where
mean
do
the
people
flight
start?
Number, do you? You don't, no. You don't mean the flight number. No.
AA426, DL22. Okay, so column A, no, there's numbers. Got
yes,
it.
Yes, I'm creating a simplified, stupid example, okay? And then you're questioning the stupidity of it, okay? Okay, but for example, and you're the one who made about flights. I'm just trying to give you the basics, okay?
Okay,
give
me the basics.
A list of numbers in column A. Guess what? You can just go... And this is a formula, and this is my greatest pride in Excel, okay?
Okay.
You write equal sign, and then you write...
where? You write it where?
Okay, sum. Okay, you write sum. You write it in any other column you feel like it, okay? You write sum equals. The point is, with two key commands, you can know the total of those numbers, okay?
Okay, that's cool.
Now, it's not like, well, it's like, hey, ever heard of a calculator? No. Okay, the point is, then you throw a number in later, okay? You add another flight you forgot about, another DL.
And it knows.
Okay, and it knows. And the total on the bottom automatically changes.
Well, I should hope so. I should hope so. I should hope the technology is capable of doing that. But I see how that can be comforting.
We're able to engage with that. And when your formula is working, you're like, I'm a hacker.
Wait, by the way.
You'll
because
scream.
I feel like just Googling something makes me feel like a hacker. But listen. This is bringing up something I think is really potentially deeply funny, which is that years ago, I attended some seminar that was about like women in finance.
Were you considering going into finance?
I forget what it was called. It was like some women were like, hey, like this woman's going to come talk to us and like teach us how to like take control of like the money in our lives and understand things. And
I'm
I was
sorry.
Like,
yeah.
I was like, literally, yeah, okay, I need that so desperately. So I go. This woman was so captivating for me. I decided that I was going to buy whole life insurance. It was a full scam. I drank the Kool-Aid so hard, I left soaring. I was like, I am going to have money in I'm saving for my retirement. And I, you know.
Yes.
And I completely went down the rabbit hole with her, talked to her on the phone. I don't want to say she's a malicious person, but I was so captivated by the certainty in her eyes and her little blazer that I was sure that I could finally be in control and that
was
I would.
Was her blazer little or was she?
Both.
Okay.
And so, and
you know what I mean?
And like, I was just
small on her small form.
And then it was life insurance. She was selling life insurance, but I couldn't quite grasp that. And I think, and so I then called my accountant, was like, okay, so I'm bringing on this woman and I'm going to do this. And they were like, whoa, wait. And they were like,
team member.
And then, cause I asked her on the call.
At least you have an accountant.
Yeah. But I asked her on the call, I was like, so how do you get paid? And she was like, I get paid through empowering women.
Mm.
And I was like, uh-oh. You know, I had a red flag. Like, uh-oh. She was like, I love to let women take control of their lives and their finances. And I was like,
where's the fee?
Yeah. And I was like, but the fee. And she was like, I get 0.0 that you contribute. And so I continued to go forward and go, okay, I'm going to get this insurance. And I don't even know if I can say it. I mean, I went so far that I literally had, because to enroll in this certain kind of insurance, they need to take blood.
to check for pre-existing.
They need to take your blood and like your piss and your vitals to be like that you're healthy.
Do you still like have the policy? Do you pay for each month?
No, I never did it. I truly gave the piss and the blood. And then, and guess what? The nurse said, well, I have all your DNA now, which was kind of scary because I was like, so is you going to go spread that on a crime scene? Like, why are you saying that? And then I chickened out because I talked to my accountant and they were like, you do not need to be doing that. All you need to do is like save, like whatever. And so, but I went so far and there was a moment of the certainty of where I had the golden city on the hill of the, of I understand and I save and I know where the money goes. When in reality, I hemorrhage cash on dinner and then go, where did my money go? And it's like,
completely.
It was the mezze platter. That's where it all went.
Yeah.
It's because you needed to have the mezze platter and you
needed
it now.
We did, because there's more flavor diversity in appetizers than there is in the homogeneity of a typical meal.
I have to remove my fleece because I'm sweating profusely.
Please do. Hey.
By the way, I do want to understand about sweat and I want, there's never, I want you, there's no such thing. There's no such thing, and I'm willing to go on air and say this. There is no such thing as a natural deodorant that works. And there I said it. And I'm completely prepared to deal with the consequences. Yes, okay, you're going to tell me, here, apply this 3-inch paste to your armpits. Okay, sure.
Yeah, that'll physically block it. Why not also put a piece of vinyl on there to block?
Yeah, ruin your clothes. 3-inch paste, that'll do it.
Yeah, that'll block
it. I'm talking about something else. And write in. I want to know which brands are listening. Send me the deodorants. I will do a ruthless test. But I'm completely at the... And I'm turning to Dove. I'm going to Secret. I'll lower my life expectancy to not smell.
No, smell. I'm not trying to be cute here, okay? And actually, I do have some ideas about this. But wait, Kate.
Yeah?
Natural deodorant. Uh-huh. Is the second biggest lie of the 20th and 21st century.
Yeah,
for
was the
one.
First. Oh, oh.
It was calories in, calories out.
Calories in,
okay.
Calories out, yeah.
Okay, but so I have been meaning to tell you about a product.
Okay, great, here we go.
Add like, okay, and I can't remember if it works, and I'm afraid to tell what I've done to manage the underarm, because I cannot with the aluminums and the whole thing, okay?
You just don't do it.
Well, I don't
Good
do it,
you.
Or I do something else. So
I do special occasion, like, poison deodorant.
Right. I don't do that. I want it anywhere fucking near my pits. Okay.
God, you're
I really don't.
Okay.
Also,
I'm stopping now. I'm stopping
huge
now.
Huge news. Good. Also, the aluminum itself, and I'm going to have to look this up again, but it's something like the aluminum in the deodorant is actually what causes the sweat stains. Okay. Sweat itself doesn't stain. Sweat mixed with the aluminums of deodorant causes stains.
Okay.
Now I feel you became
bored.
No,
I'm listening. I'm just thinking sweat stains. I mean, you mean staining clothes. That's not really my issue. I've just like, I've always been a sweater.
No, but it's some people's issue. Okay.
And I
want them to understand this principle.
I want them to have, to feel heard.
Two. Okay. And I don't remember what one was.
Sweat stains.
Okay. I don't want anything on that membrane. I don't think it's safe. I don't think it's good. Okay.
What?
Now I did some reading. All right. I did some reading.
What do you mean you don't want anything on that membrane?
Well, I don't even want to go there. I don't want to stoke your fears. Are you joking? I mean, the reason people don't use the poison deodorant is because they're afraid of breast cancer.
I know. But what membrane? You mean the underarm?
I mean, your sweat can go out. I believe sweat can go in. Something can go in.
I have to cut in. Because I brought my mom. I brought this fear. I kind of have to say, is there research that the deodorant causes cancer?
No,
do you know what I mean?
Absolutely not. However, we can't always wait on the researchers to do the clinical studies of pure obviousness.
Long.
Ever heard of talc?
That's true, actually. Talc's terrifying.
Talc, they finally got it. After 40 years, they figured out that talc was causing cervical cancer, okay? And there's a massive class action lawsuit, okay? Okay, and I
was
have
invited to participate.
Wrong.
Wait, I just have to quickly say that I was invited to participate in a class action lawsuit against Birchbox.
Oh, no. No.
I was one of the. By the way, I can't believe it still exists.
What did they do?
This is New York City. I was like 22.
Okay.
I saw Birchbox ad where? Was Instagram even born yet? I don't know. And I was like, ooh. And I signed up like $5 a month. I got one of them. I was like, this is trash. And I unsubscribed. So I thought I've probably been charged $5 a month since I was 4. But I got a little postcard that invited me to participate. Of course, I did not. But
what was there wrong? What had they done?
The fine print was too fine. I didn't go that far. But
you
I think
didn't
it was
even
some...
want to see how you'd been fucking fucked. You know, like the box was poison. If you touched it once,
you're dead.
No, it's not
about poison. It was something like they weren't sending out the boxes or something. I don't fucking know. But deodorant.
Oh, yeah. The deodorant I was going to tell you about. So I did some research, okay? And it's like, what's BO? Blah, blah, blah. It's the bacteria feeding on the sweat, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay.
Sure.
So, however, we know that violently attacking bacteria, trying to strip it away, okay, causes problems, causes more, you know, this is the age of the microbiome, okay? We don't pour bleach down our stomach to get rid of, you know, we know we need a healthy amount.
Sauerkraut.
That's how we do it, okay? Yeah. But the only way to get rid of the, are you Googling?
No, my hands are right here.
Okay. It was the eyes had fallen to a place where I felt like I was, I'm like, I don't think I'm on the bottom left of her screen.
You are, by the way, the bottom left.
No, that's good. That's what I need to know. Okay. So it's the bacteria that causes the BO. If I've let it go and I'm like particularly stress sweating while working, there's a very particular meeting and or like hardcore writing and stress that I swear the sweat's different. I'm like, oh, whoa. God, there it is. I stink. And it's particularly because I'm not like that much of a sweater. Okay. Now, when that happens, what I've taken to it, and I'm sure I'll get wrong for this. Okay. I'm sure they'll come after me. Neo fucking sporin. Pop it on. Fucking take the bacteria out. It's gone. And what? Then I follow up with something I found online. Island. I'll have to find the exact product. Probiotic deodorant. That's right. You're putting bacteria on the surface. So that's a healthy surface because I read a study. Okay. No, that's not true. That's a lie. I read an article.
Yeah.
I read a forum post. Okay. Yeah. That they were able to cure some people's BO by transferring the sweat and bacteria from someone without BO's underarms to the underarms of the person with BO, introducing the kind of good, healthy bacteria of that other person's microbiome.
Can you do that with a friend? Scrape it off? There's got to be a different way. That's like fecal implant. That's like they take the shit from somebody with a healthy gut and put it in.
Exactly, Kate.
To retrain. Unbelievable.
Probiotic deodorant by Island Deodorant, I think it's called.
Send me the link. Just send me the stuff, Island. Neosporin. How often are you putting Neosporin on your pits?
Very rare, okay? Because what I'm doing is I'm removing bacteria to replace with good bacteria. So I don't think it's a perfect solution. Deodorant at home, get out of here. Okay, I take 3 baths a day, okay?
I know, I love to bathe.
I mean, at this point, quarantine, literally, I am two plus.
I'm 1 to 2 a day.
Now, the second bath, because daylight bath.
Love.
Real rejection of the world as it turns, okay?
Yeah.
Nighttime bath, of course, you know, traditional eroticism, whatever, yeah, okay? Yeah. You know, of the evening bath. I mean, we all yearn to be the detective off duty, you know, putting the crime scene photos aside and sinking into the bath.
And then you realize and you jump out of the bath and you go sliding around the apartment looking for the phone. And then you go, the library. They couldn't have been there between 4 and 8 because the library's closed on Easter.
Well, the implication by television that, you know, that the final clue is always revealed through, you know, the B story. Needs to go.
You think it's too obvious?
Stop bothering me with your peanut butter cookie recipes. Jesus, I'm trying to solve a case. They're really good. You should have a bit. What did you say? That if you crush the peanuts first. I got to go. Where are you going? No? Guess I'll have the second cookie myself then. Says the person, the button at the end of the scene.
Oh my God. That's so funny.
Anno Domini, a.k.a. A.D.
We're going to ads now, kids.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Sink into your couch and indulge with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. We're talking some of the greatest comedies of all time. Absolute must-watch shows. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the crew in How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons of How I Met Your Mother are now streaming on Hulu.
Don't want to find out how he met their mother? Then go back with the Dunphys, the Pritchetts, and the Pritchett-Tuckers in Modern Family. Start over with the Roses on Schitt's Creek.
And see what's up in the Kyle household in My Wife and Kids.
We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood.
Can you even watch all this? We think so. Head on over to Hulu and start streaming today.
Now we're talking.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to P-double-O-G. That's P-double-O-G.
I do want to talk about Periogen, okay? And again, classic case, didn't get the cash first. You know, this is just authentic, pray for the cash after. Pray for the thank you cash.
Periogen's a product? I thought it was a disease.
No, periodontitis, periodontal disease. Et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, no, actually, it's a classic case you raise.
Oh, right.
You know, it's what I'm like, saying? With the name of the doctor the name of the... So, I mean, I've brought this up 1,000 times in my life. I've probably said it on Poog, but how I resent that anal retentive gets shortened to anal because they're not being anal. They're being, you know, retentive.
Retentive, right. Yeah.
They're not being anus-like.
Yeah.
They're being like an overly tight anus that can't relax.
Right.
Anal was never the issue. Anyway, so
they need to be anal.
Whatever, you get it. All right. Yeah. So, Periogen. Okay. I really struggle with brushing my teeth. I don't like it. Okay. I don't like doing it. Now, if I could take them all out individually, place them in boiling water, scrub them by hand, that's a great dream, and screw them back in, that's a dream. Technically, that's dentures, but you know what I'm saying. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. But, however, I think part of the reason that I don't enjoy it
seems much more labor intensive.
But it would be complete. I think the inherent incomplete feeling of brushing one's teeth makes it unsatisfying to me because I don't truly know when I'm done.
You don't like the mintiness of it?
Oh, get it out. I like savory delights. I had a cat who had a, you know, beef flavored toothpaste, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that sweet?
That is actually adorable.
And I'm like, where's my pate toothpaste? The assumption that we want whatever. Anyway, so I've been really struggling because I've been depleted in the last couple of weeks. And so I've been really, like, last night I yelled, I'm in no mood to brush my teeth, but I'm going to go do it anyway, and stomped up the stairwell. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, and this relates to the taxes and actually an archetype that I think you and me both might suffer from. Okay. The forever child. I was reading about it in my new wild unknown archetypes card deck.
Oh,
sensational.
Yeah.
Someone, actually a Poog listener, recommended it under one of our episode things.
Ooh.
Anyway, I got it immediately. Click purchase. The forever child doesn't want to do the taxes, etc. You and me, the light side of that archetype, okay, brings joy, sees that there's more to life than teeth and taxes.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's great. And we bring light in, okay, bring light in and joy and whatever. You know, the dark side of the forever child is kind of a refusal to deal with shit that they should be dealing with, and thus, be dependent on others and blah, blah, blah. All sorts of things can be irritating to others, blah, blah. But I was like, me and Kate, really, this is, you know, and what I believe is nice about Poog is that we be the forever child. We animate the light side of the forever child, and we revel in the joy of the humiliation of the dark side.
That's what I feel like is my life's work right now.
Really? Oh, growing up or whatever?
Taxes.
Well,
yeah.
We will be talking about Clarissa Pinkola-Estes eventually.
Talk about what?
Clarissa Pinkola-Estes, aka CPE, author of Women Who Run With the Wolves and so much more.
Which I, of course, own, just like every other bitch in town. Yeah.
I truly read it. I just want to say that because...
I don't mean to denigrate it.
It's real. So, I've always felt it was a grotesque embarrassment on the part of consumer brands in general that we still have to, you know, haul that we still have to manually exfoliate our teeth, basically. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Pathetic.
It does seem ridiculous.
It's like, oh, we used to wash our hair by rubbing a stone on our head or whatever. And then we figured out shampoo. We figured out a way to do it chemically, people. Okay.
Yeah.
And then here we are with our teeth still manually scraping.
Yeah.
So I did some research and I found a thing called Periogen. Okay. It's a extreme water softener is technically how it works. You dissolve it in water. You either, you know, water floss with it or you...
Swish it around.
It's a true innovation. It's the first thing of its kind. Swish it around.
Oh my God.
It actually breaks down plaque tartar. Okay. It actually breaks it down over time.
Oh my God. I've seen this.
You may have seen it because I have promoted it. It's the only thing that potentially without any manual work will
It really
dissolve.
Seems like this is an ad, but I swear to God, listeners, I cannot endorse.
And I will say.
Ew. So I'm looking at a before and after.
But see the after?
Yeah, but before and after, oh, Christ. I hate looking at this shit.
Anyway. Okay.
See, I guess what this is all bringing up for me is actually I do like brushing my teeth or something. I think the ritual, I love the
it's
nighttime.
Not instead.
I love grooming.
You know I love grooming. I spend 6 hours on my face.
It's not instead.
No. It's not instead. Periogen is working on the off hours.
You seem like a hardcore undercover Periogen. I'm just saying this is like.
No, I know. And you know what it brings up? It reminds me of something genius, okay, that my cousin told me when I was a child, okay, when I was going to audition for a few commercials after a summer at Camp Stage Door Manor, all right? I was really struggling with being, like, how to say the ads, because ads are written in such, like, cheese ball, right? And so I remember what my cousin said to me, and I think it's genius. She was like, because she was a young actress. She's like, when you are passionate about a product and you're, like, telling your friend about it, you do talk like that.
I know, it's true.
Like, you are, like... The thing about dentine.
Right.
Okay. You know, like I'm like, you know how you hate brushing your teeth? It's like Periogen is the one product in your medicine cabinet that works when you're not working. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, I should let go of the self-consciousness. See, like I would go into the ad audition and be 1,000 times subtler.
Right.
Than I am when I'm telling you about Periogen and thus have never booked an ad.
Of course. Oh my God, the jaw pain is absolutely
devastating. Oh yeah, I want to talk about your jaw pain. So there was no place for me to even get in the fact that I suffer a major jaw life, okay, jaw-based life. I clench since childhood.
I clench too.
And I grind since childhood. My mother said she could hear it down the hall.
Sign of a genius, grinding in the night.
Thank you, okay. And I have ground my, I guess, incisors down. They could no longer... pierce a wolf in the woods. Okay, they're flattened at the bottom. By the way, I too have chipped a tooth. Would you like to know how I did it? Because I think it's spookian.
Yeah.
I feel I've bored you.
No, I'm sorry. My jaw just really fucking hurts. I'm being distracted.
I'm going to help you. I
have my face massager.
That's not enough, okay? Which face massager?
Oof, I've got like a skin gym, like the two balls that you...
Yeah, that's not doing shit for you, okay? That's okay. Good for skin, but that ain't doing anything for your muscle pain, okay?
Gua sha?
Here's what you need to do. Yeah. No, that's skin too, okay?
Okay, but it also kind of goes in the muscle, no?
Well, yeah, but that's
okay, what
I
have to do? I have an ice roller.
No. These are all too feeble, Kate. You need to lift up your hand right now.
Ugh.
Look at your thumb.
Okay.
Decide if it's clean.
It is.
And then send it into your mouth, the thumb.
Oh, yeah. Massage from the inside. Yeah. I've done
that. Try it right now.
I feel like my hand's not clean to fully go in the mouth.
Okay. Let's try it now.
Okay.
Oh. Are you squeezing from both sides?
The muscle is so, so tight. Oh.
Now.
God, that feels good, though.
Move it around. Yeah, move it around. And then the next thing, and you can do this later.
Oh.
Theragun.
I can't do a Theragun. That really does so good.
And then open.
Oh.
See, you, that there's the only child or the whatever in you, okay? Is that you know how to cry in an appealing way. That's one of your gifts. Like, you've always like, oh, not appealing. Appealing is not the word, but like, you're able to project a babyism, I think, that serves you. Mm. Yeah. Okay. Now get the other side too. Okay?
Oh, the other side feels fine though. It's just this side.
Interesting. And then, I mean, you know, my fantasy is.
Oh God. Hand flavor in the mouth. Yeah.
Well, you know what you have to do? You have to keep moistening your own mouth with your own saliva while you're doing it so it doesn't sort of dry out in there and then you're just tasting pure hand. I know.
That actually helps, Jacqueline. That really was soothing. I'm going to watch TV and massage my mouth from the inside for like an hour.
Yes. And then what else have I done? What's that?
Could I over massage?
Never.
Okay. Oh my God.
And then.
Sorry, I just got scared.
Oh no. What about strokes?
You know, because my mouth tastes like my hand. And I just don't like that.
First of all, picture a lemon. Picture slicing into a lemon, okay? Yum. And dragging the side of your tongue up the open lemon.
Okay.
Now do the other side.
Okay.
Now imagine a jar of pepperoncini peppers.
Okay.
Unhook the jar, lower your face into it, dip your tongue in and hold it there.
Okay.
Is it watering yet at all?
No. I'm fine.
What do you taste?
I don't want to talk about it.
Quote, I don't want to talk about it. It's hysterical on a podcast. And I respect it. I respect it. We'll move on. Because you're going to go down a spiral?
No, I'm
germs?
Fine.
You've only been in home. You're fine. You're safe.
Out. It's just the hand. It's just like I tasted my hand in this
Our
way.
Our editor has broken in to say that she believes the hand flavor is the most disgusting thing in life. How do you feel about food hands after lunch? I always thought that was an indignity, okay? An indignity returning to the office, you're typing and like your hand passes near your face and you're like, oh, cool, the tuna salad from down the street like has deeply permeated.
I made a tuna melt for lunch. I'll just say that.
I eat tuna melts with a regularity that would shock you given the fact that I'm off bread.
I was going to say, what are you doing, a yam base?
No.
What?
Yeah, on a plate. See what I'm saying?
Not a tuna melt in my book, but I hear you.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's what do you put it on? What's the dream? What's the ideal tuna melt?
Sourdough.
Oh, wow. The ease with which you said it revealed a food snobbery. Sourdough,
I mean, I'll do rye, but no, I do. I have an incredible tartine sourdough loaf right now.
I know you're going to disrespect this when I say it, and I'm furious. The English muffin. The classic.
Listen to me.
English muffin, tuna melt.
I'm not anti-English muffin.
The English muffin.
But I don't purchase them.
No, I mean, yeah. I haven't had one in 15 years.
Ooh, I want a cinnamon raisin English muffin right now more than I've ever wanted anything.
Cinnamon raisin bagel combined with chive cream cheese.
Ooh, I don't know about that for me.
You're a fool. You're a fool if you don't know. Okay, welcome to Jewish cuisine. Okay.
First of all, how dare you? Second of all, I
had to go there. Okay, and I almost went there earlier when you've forgotten about the existence of rye, but then you said it.
I could never forget rye.
No, the combo of the sweet and the savory certainly makes its way onto platters. Okay,
but chives, I would eat it for sure.
You drink wine. You drink wine along with a savory meal. Why wouldn't you have a grape with an onion? You'll have a grape with an onion at dinner. I'm just saying, try it. Okay.
Okay.
It's the kind of mistake that it happens accidentally kind of or something. Okay. It's perfection. I mean, it's perfection.
I was actually thinking about getting bagels this weekend. So it's funny you say that. That was my big plan. I was going to do a special bagel and lox Sunday kind of a thing.
I tried to join Noom the other night and failed the forms. Frankly, it was the forms in a way.
Noom's an app that's supposed to what again?
Noom is...
By the way, I think Noom's a sponsor, isn't
it? Not a sponsor. We said no.
We said no because we don't promote weight loss.
We don't want to promote weight loss things. So anyway, Noom is an app that I noticed when I was doing my taxes. I go, what's this? What's this $150 charge last year? Oh my God. One night in a panic. Okay. I signed up for Noom. I paid $150 for something. Whoa. Which is a major investment in the app world.
Yeah, that's huge.
Okay, the subscription of that kind. Deciding that I was committing to something and then completely forgot. So the other night, I see some Noom ad and I go, let me look at this. Because I frankly found their numbers staggering. Okay, Okay, and the success people have had, and one of their ads, and they act like they're doing something different. And so I get curious and I go, are they? I look, and their claim is that they're using cognitive behavioral therapy to completely change your relationship to food. Okay, fine.
All from the comfort of an app.
Now, I actually do believe in the ability of apps to take you through cognitive processes. Okay, I was an early adopter of some rogue apps that have since disappeared. I go like, let me try that again. And then I open it up and it's like, yeah, this app no longer exists. Like, whatever. So I go into Noom. I go, this makes sense to me. I'm exhausted by my food addiction experiences. Let's see, maybe this thing will help me. I was so sold on the marketing. They were like, it's CBT. And then they go, and this is the first part of their CBT. They go like, we want you to identify the reason you want to lose weight. Okay. And I'm like, and then I was like, okay, I was like, okay. And they're like, write it in here. I'm like, Jesus. Okay. So I'm like, all right, where the hell are the supportive questions that are going to lead me to that answer?
Right. Okay? Of course.
So I just write in like belly fat. Okay.
Not or what they want.
Belly hatred or something. Okay. like I was like, I'm not fucking around. Like, whatever. And then they're like, it can be an event like your wedding or something. I was like, okay. So like, whatever. And then it was like, okay, you put in your goal. Now you want to dig a little deeper? Like, what's it really about? They give you three opportunities to dig deeper without helping you cognitively figure out a way to dig deeper.
Yeah, it's like,
so
hello?
I realize I'm lying there and I just go, I don't know. And I don't even know if I want to. Now, I was willing to accept that and move forward. And then I move forward. I put in some bullshit. Okay, belly. And then like, I hate self or something like that. Okay. Because I wanted them to see the truth. You know what I mean? Or whatever. I don't know.
As so if there's like, a person reading that live going, oh God.
Right.
Yeah.
So hate self. Oh. And then they start in with like, well, just to get you started before you even really get into it, just a couple tips on day one, you know, and they start talking about volume eating. OK, and how, you know, a bowl of grapes will fill you up more than a bowl of the same amount of raisins. And
not true.
I'm like, I'm like, I know. OK, and then they started in with something that like basically endorsed carbs. Oh, they had a quiz, okay, where they said, like, testing you on your knowledge. What's your best bet for losing weight? And they were like, A was like, cut carbs. B was like,
connect to your local community.
Yeah, okay, da da da. And I was just like, fuck you guys. And I clicked cut carbs because I knew they were trying to set me up for the fall. You know what I mean? No, yeah. Here at Noom, you can eat whatever you want. It's not about that, okay? And it's like, well, what if I don't want to eat carbs because I know they fuck me?
Yeah.
I don't know. This sucks. It was a really dark moment. And then I was like, I was so disappointed because I bought into the promise of CBT. And if it delivered true CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy, you know, I'd be selling it right now so hard. And I just, it disappointed me. I felt robbed. I had to put in an email address. I had to create a password. Okay. And that takes energy. Whatever. Noom disappointed me.
You don't need Noom. You need Yoom.
I need a loom and a community with which to loom.
You don't need Noom. You need you. Mm. I'm gonna about to go get in a bed with a scoop, with a cup rather, of Coconut Cult gelato, which I would like a free shipment of yesterday. And I believe I actually reached out to Coconut Cult on Instagram and I begged for free product. This is like maybe a year ago. They did nothing. This is a new call to Coconut Cult. This is a new call. And guess what? I'm going to reach out again formally. But I love the gelato. I'm going to have Coconut Cult ice cream in bed. And I'm going to watch the Heaven's Gate doc and massage my jaw.
Use the Theragun on that jaw. Can't wait to discuss Heaven's
Gate.
Actually,
maybe I will.
Can't wait for my vehicle to discuss Heaven's Gate with your vehicle. You'll know what that means shortly.
Oh, my God. Okay. Love you.
Love you.
That was Poog. If you enjoyed Poog, please subscribe, rate, and review. If not, we will press charges. Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu.
Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood.
Now we're talking.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.